government targets cost of living. Rightly or wrongly, it's the government that takes the blame for any real or imagined rise in the cost of living. And since the cost of living affects everyone, government leaders have to take the issue seriously. Yesterday, the government announced a number of anti-inflation measures. First, it has decided to freeze energy prices and fare increases for all kinds of transport. If the situation worsens, the government may impose price controls on food as well. Prime Minister Ying Luk Shinawat has also ordered ministers to gear up the government's Tuk Tang Pen Din, being cheap nationwide, street market festival to counter the Democrat Party, which has labeled the rise in prices since the Ying Luk government took office as Pang Tang Pen Din, being expensive nationwide. Ms. Ying Luk yesterday told all ministries to accelerate identifying and securing areas for the Tuk Tang Pen Din markets in various parts of the country. The vendors will be allowed to occupy the areas free of charge to operate stalls under the campaign and sell goods at 20% to 40% below current market prices. Commerce Minister Bunsong Thiriyapirom said the campaign will start on Friday in 10 districts of Bangkok, and it will go nationwide over the next 2 months. The ministry will seek cooperation from food center operators in offices and department stores to provide alternative dishes for up to 30 baht each. He said the ministry will speed up opening Tuk Jai shops that sell low-priced goods. It aims to have 1,000 such outlets in Bangkok and 2,000 in the provinces by the end of May. It will also ask for cooperation from consumer goods producers to maintain prices for 2 to 4 months as the government develops measures to reduce their costs. Government spokesman Anusorn Iem Saad said recent market surveys by 11 ministers showed goods prices in provinces were quite low, and the provinces had surged in Bangkok.